Someone just bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him. Bless him like you know you're in fellowship with him. Bless him that you're not an associate, but you are a son and a daughter called with a purpose. If you know you have the Spirit of the Holy Ghost alive and moving inside of you, give God the biggest praise that you can give him in this building right now. Some of y'all must not have the Holy Ghost, because when you get the Holy Ghost, there's fire. And if you're happy and excited about your gift, let God know you appreciate his Spirit is moving, healthy and active in your spirit. Hallelujah. There is no God but Jesus. You better recognize all power in heaven and earth belong to the matchless name of Jesus. We surrender to him today, giving honor to God, blessing him for blessing me, and also to the angel of this church and to his wife. We praise God for them allowing us. Yes. You may be seated. We're going to try that again. And we're going to reverence the man and the woman of God properly. The angel of this church. The way you get blessed is blessing them. We ain't praising them. We're magnifying the God that's within them. Glory. To all the elders and ministers, deacons, mothers in Zion, saints and friends, and to the Levites, to the choir, and even Satan if he's around. Isaiah chapter number 38. You know, I said, Lord, I need to feel like I'm back at home, because in San Diego, we just shout for no reason. We don't need a special cue. Just the fact that he didn't kill us before we got to church. Some of y'all can shout right now on that, because what you did last night, you shouldn't even have been able to walk through here today. Somebody say, thank you for your grace. Isaiah chapter number 38. When you have it, say amen. Man of God, do you have that? You ready for me? Go ahead and read.
Isaiah 38, verse 1.
Uh-huh.
In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death.
Unto death.
And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord.
Not the devil, thus saith the Lord.
Set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live.
Stop right there. The Lord done spoke a prophetic word. Not that you about to get a car, you about to die. Can I go ahead and reverse something right here for somebody who got a report from the doctor that said that this is unto death? Maybe it's not the devil. Maybe God is using that person to increase your faith. We give Satan entirely too much credit when it comes to death and life. But the power of life and death lie in two places. One in the hands of God and in your tongue. Now, if we would get our tongues off of each other, we might be able to prophesy ourselves out of some drama. Because when you speak drama on somebody else, it comes right back to you, pressed down, shaken together. And see, just because I'm not wearing a robe don't mean I'm not a prophet. So you got to be careful who you put your mouth on, because I may be down right now, but the same person you're cursing right now may have to turn around and lay hands on you. I'm already preaching. The Lord told me so. Read on.
Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall.
Yes.
And prayed unto the Lord.
Go on.
And said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth.
Yes.
With a perfect heart.
Yes.
And have done that which is good in thy sight.
Yes.
And Hezekiah wept sore.
That's right. There was a wall. Roadblocks don't mean nothing, but I'm gonna cause you to pray. Roadblocks don't mean turn away from the roadblock. It means stay at the roadblock and pray until something happens. And if nothing happens, weep until you're sore, because you needed to repent anyway. Sometimes the Lord puts these things in your life so that you will finally realize that there is nothing that you can do within your own ability that's going to shift this moment in your life. That's why when you pray, nothing's happening. God hears you, but he says, my purpose is greater than what you're praying out of your flesh. Because we're asking the Lord to remove things out of our life that are going to make us better in life. But when we turn to the wall, the roadblock, and begin to pray, he says, you got to remind me of my own word. Because once his word is spoken, it cannot return unto him void. So Hezekiah didn't get angry with God. He reminded God of his track record. That according to your word, if I commit my ways unto the Lord, you will give me the desires of my heart. Something in Hezekiah was saying, Lord, I know this is not how my story ends. I want someone to say, Lord, I know at this stage of my life, this is not how my story ends. You're quiet, but I'm telling you to say it right now. Lord, I know at the state that I'm in right now, this cannot be how you have destined my life to be. I'm not going to end up like this. The habit will not stay in my life. The relationship will not continue this way. I will not be spiritually destitute. Your will is being performed in my life. But you can't say that if you don't know him. But how do we know who Jesus is? Through the fellowship of our suffering. Read on, man of God.
Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord,
yes,
the God of David thy father, yes, I have heard thy prayer.
Yes.
I have seen thy tears.
Yes.
Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years.
Stop. Don't ever say that the Lord doesn't change his mind. He was about to destroy his own people. Moses said, Lord, if you do that, they're going to say you're an evil God. So the word says that God's heart turned towards his people. When God sees true repentance, the Bible says a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he will no wise cast out. Tears don't mean that you've repented. Sometimes it means that you're sorry you got caught, Lord Jesus, because you ain't really thinking about turning from what you was crying about. You just don't want God to get you so he can slay you in the spirit so you can get up and go back to the vomit he just purged out of you. Ooh, I'm talking good right there. Repentance means you can't hang with the same people. Repentance means some cell numbers gonna have to change. Repentance means that there's some folks that don't get to instant message you anymore. Where's the church? You're looking crazy now. Because the truth is, the reason why you don't have the Holy Ghost, he can't come into an unrepented heart. You haven't completely made a teshuvah in your life. You trying to hold on to God and hold on to your lover. But you got to choose ye this day who you will serve. Now, I wish I had a church that liked some real preaching, but you can't have both. No man can serve two masters. He'll love one and hate the other. Anybody in here on the Lord's side? If you're on the Lord's side, then what you still doing with him then? If you're on the Lord's side, how come you ain't moved back with your parents yet? If you're on the Lord's side, how come you ain't broke it off yet? If you really want some life added to you, you better repent so God can put some more life on you. I don't want no death. He says, I come that you might have life. And the church said, amen. Hezekiah wasn't saying, Lord, give me some stuff. He was saying, Lord, give me some life. Because the vision you gave me, if you kill me, I can't see it come to pass. Well, I'm here to let somebody know. The devil told you you wouldn't see your vision come to pass. But I'm here to let you know that if he gave you the vision, he's going to make some provisions for that vision to become into fruition. Come on, church. He's going to make that thing happen. Why would he give it to you unless he already had thoughts to make sure it came into order? So somebody rebuke the devil right now. You a liar. What God showed me shall come to pass. And I'm praying and repenting for every time I doubted God, for every time I questioned God. It's God who knows. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. Somebody need to be praising him right there, that if he started something in you, you got to know he's going to complete it. Sometimes God has to allow death to knock at your door so that you quit playing around and shape up and fly right. Sometimes the Lord has to allow the car accident because you was on your way to a devil's hell. Sometimes divine trouble will come. It's not the devil. It's God that's troubling your spirit. It's God that's calling you back into repentance. It's God that's calling you into sobriety. It's God that's calling you back into sanctification. The devil is God's servant. He has to ask God before he can touch you. So if Satan's touching you, God said, touch him if you want to, but they shall not stop loving me. Nothing shall separate them from the love of God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Look at someone and say, nothing shall separate me from the love of God. That's why you're still standing here today. Something inside of you says, even though he's messing me up right now, even though he's crushing me right now, I'm still going to trust him. I'm still going to believe him. And I thank you for getting on my case. I thank you for chastening me. I thank you for sending the word to correct me. Because who you love, you chasten. Thank you for whipping me. Thank you for crushing me. Thank you for stripping me. It's your will so I can come into holiness. Glory. Someone will worship all over this building. That means die all over this building. Die to your old ways. Die to your old thoughts and surrender unto the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody need to praise him for this word right now. You don't need no word about money and cars. You need a word that's going to get your soul back in alignment with the will of the Lord. Because I got the stuff already. I got the house already. But I need something with some substance that's going to have me turn my face to the wall and say, God, I need you. Somebody say, I want more Jesus. Give me some more life, Lord. Don't let me cut me off. Don't let me stop me. It ain't the devil. I'm public enemy number one. I've been blaming the devil too long, but I was led away by my own lust. I chose to sleep with him. I chose to smoke it. I chose to drink it. But Lord, I'm here again. Try me. Rebuke me. It ain't the devil. It's you and me. But thanks be unto God, my grace is sufficient. Somebody clap your hands for grace. I am not about to convince you of anything. This word is too powerful for me to have to make you realize. If you ain't wept until your stomach is burning, you ain't cried yet. You ain't wept until when you cry, no more tears come out. When you can't even pray in English anymore, and a moaning and a groaning begins to come out of you that sounds like you're giving birth. That's why the Lord allowed divine trouble to make you push what's in you out of you, Lord Jesus. And if he didn't make something come your way that would make you push, you would have to have somebody else come in. But God says, this blessing don't need no midwife. You don't need nobody coaching you. Let the divine trouble come and lay yourself down and cry out to God, and the Holy Ghost will begin to pray for you. The Holy Ghost began to pray for him till he got sore. The word did not come from anyone else but the prophet. So he sent me here today, because nothing happens in the earth. Nothing shifts in the earth unless the prophet speaks that thing. And see, people are trying to kill the spirit of prophecy. And I'm going to tell you who does it. Some of you Jezebels in this church that don't want to see a prophetic move. You see, prophecy shows us what we already know. Prophecy don't tell us stuff we don't know. Prophecy confirms what we already gathered by ourselves in the prayer closet. It's not fortune telling. It's reminding you of what you already know. Every time you read this word, you prophesying. Jezebel's spirit does not like for people to come into true repentance and to speak prophetically what thus saith the Lord, because there might be a change. But when you are desperate, you don't care what demonic force don't want it to come through. The people of God have the power to pray out any witch, any warlock, any Jezebel, anything that's hindering the word of the Lord. When you all were shouting at offering time, you were literally binding up the hands of every demonic principality. So if you didn't feel it, I probably could say you don't even have the Holy Ghost, because there ain't no way the power of God's going to be moving in a house and you sitting there looking like he ain't here. That's because you can't recognize him. It's foreign to you. But they that hear my voice know it, and a stranger they will not follow. You follow some jackleg preacher that'll promise you a husband, but you won't listen to the man of God that says, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You want someone to give you a fortune cookie, and I hear the Lord saying, turn from your abominations, turn from your wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven if my people. Anybody got the power of God moving in their life right now? Then what you crying for? What you upset about? God's doing this thing. Came through Isaiah the prophet. A rhema word came after he was sore. A rhema word came after he started hurting. You see, the word can't come through without some trial and some error. And the more it hurts, the longer the blessing's gonna last. If it's taking you 5 years to get there, the Bible says that for your public embarrassment, you get double for everything that you went through. So if you've been going through some five-year drama, you better believe the outpouring is at least gonna be 10 years long. So you better praise God for every family member you lost. Praise him for every job you lost. Praise him for every car that was repossessed. If it got repossessed, you getting two back for your public embarrassment. What if God was trying to get you out of a job that was trying to destroy you and brought you out to give you your own business? You better praise God. It might be the will of Christ Jesus concerning you. You don't want on strike with God. Won't preach no more. Won't sing no more. Because something was taken away. Well, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But that does not make my praise stop. If he takes it, I wasn't praising it. I've been praising him all day long. So on the mountain, the worship's the same. In the valley, my worship is the same. Thank him for bad credit. Thank him for a low credit rating. I dare you to do it. Because God will get up in that computer system and switch some numbers around just for you. What if he allowed that to come up to get you to pray to see it change? Don't accept the credit report of the enemy. My father is rich. Somebody say, my daddy got this. Yeah, the house is out of my reach, but it's not out of my daddy's reach. I'm hitting somebody's house right there. You ask God for the answer. That's it right there. Praise him like you already in the house. Praise him like you already there. Praise him like the judge already said, case dismissed. Oh, the alimony's too great. God is able. The child support's too heavy. God is still able. I don't care what the government says. I don't go by the government. I go by the theocratic government of God, that whatever I bind in earth, it's bound in heaven. Whatever I loose in earth is loose in heaven. Glory. Glory to God. Praise Jesus. Balcony, praise Jesus. This side, praise Jesus. This side, praise Jesus. Praise him till you're sore. Praise him till it hurts. Praise him till it breaks. Praise him till it shifts. Praise him. Shadabahore biha sandalabahosaya. Woo! Woo! That ain't it. Praise him like the walls of Jericho are coming down. Praise him like every high place he's bringing down. That ain't it, church. There should be an earthquake in this house. You still on your road. You haven't even possessed your land yet. God says, I'm giving you 15 more years to enjoy. I know they said cancer gonna take you out, but God said 15 more years is prophesied into your life. No, somebody praise him that the prophet said, you shall live and not die. I'm gonna say it one more time. You shall live and not die. You are the head, you ain't the tail. So if you at the back of the bus, it's all right, because there's a shifting coming. The last shall be first. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Hallelujah. Somebody give me a triple five. 15. Act like you're playing dominoes. 15. Whoosh. 15 more years. I just ain't gonna wait till I get to heaven to praise him. God says, I want to bless you while you on earth. I know about the sweet by and by, but what about the right now? Does anybody need some right now results? You give me some more on these. You must think that song they sung was a joke. If the just shall live by faith, then that means the Lord is not about to bless me, but he's blessing me. Wait a minute, y'all don't understand. Some of y'all were singing it because it was a congregational song, but because it came out of your prophesying mouth, the moment you praised him and spoke it, the Lord started blessing you right now. Lord, somebody say Jehovah Shammah. He's a right now God. The moment you believe it, that's the moment it's activated. So somebody prophesy over your life and say, right now, I declare that the death angel shall not have my family. I declare that the death angel shall not take me out. Somebody praise him. number six. Come on, come on. We're going to take it home.
And I will deliver thee.
Wait a minute. He says, I'm going to deliver you. I can get happy about that. Because some of y'all been struggling with some stuff since you was born. But the Lord said, today, I will deliver thee. I will deliver thee. Ooh. The devil's been lying to you. Ooh. You were delivered before you got in your mama's womb. I will deliver thee. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to say it till it gets in your spirit. Not I might, but I will. Not I might, not maybe, but I will deliver thee. Read on.
And this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria.
I will deliver you and the church you go to and the church within your city. There's a reason why this lighthouse has been placed where it's at. Not for you to come to church and be cute, but to impact your community. But you can't impact the outside till the Lord has stirred revival on the inside. So I know revival's coming to this church. So let me go ahead and say it right now. I'm gonna deliver you from the inside out, so that when you go out there, you're not walking in bondage, but you're walking in authority. You're not walking in depression, but you're walking in dominion. God is gonna give you the city when you possess your own. Read on.
And I will defend this city.
Don't worry about folks running their mouth. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I shall repay. You must be pretty important if some bonehead keep putting your name in their mouth. They saying you ain't nothing, but the fact that they spend hours thinking about your next move means that there must be some type of anointing up. They jealous of you because they know that God's hand is on you. You can be jealous all you want to, but you can't beat me, so you might as well join me. Come on in where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord. Haters think they stopping you. No, haters make you pray. Haters make you fast. Haters draw you closer to the presence of the Lord. So talk on. It's increasing my faith. He'll defend you. Read on.
And this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord.
Yes.
That the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken.
Say that again.
And this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord. That the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken.
I want that last sentence. That the Lord. Say it again.
That the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken.
I need y'all to say that. That the Lord. Say it again. 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 That the. Say it again. It ain't in your spirit yet. Say it again. Say it again. Come on, soldiers. Say it again. Come on, musicians. Again. Come on, Zion. Say it again. It's happening. Again. Louder. Say it again. Now, if you believe it, scream up in this building right now. Do this thing.
now. Get out of your seat in your living room. Push your coffee table back right now. If you're watching it on the airplane, if you're watching it in the car, God will do exactly what he said. Get your hands up, choir. God will do just what he said. God will do exactly what he said. I'm going to say it one more time. And when you speak at this time, the power of God is going to hit this choir stand. And I don't want the church of God to make a sound up in here like you know the promises of God are sure. Make some noise! I will do just what I promise. Live a holy life. Live a righteous life. Holiness. 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 Open up your mouth, choir, and repent unto God so he can add some years to your life. Verse number 8 for new beginnings.
Behold, I will bring again the shadow of the degrees, which is gone down in the sundial of Ahaz, 10 degrees backward. So the sun returneth 10 degrees, by which degrees it was gone down.
Listen, y'all had some plans that were supposed to happen a minute ago. And in your mind, you wanted to be a certain age and in a certain place by a certain time. But you have to remember your spirit first. Your spirit don't operate in time. So in eternity, you're right on time. Because if you had gotten it when you thought you should have it, it wasn't you, but the people around you were going to take credit and drain you. God had to separate you, strip you first. There's some folks that saw your vision and tried to latch onto it because they knew where you were headed, but they weren't in fellowship with God. So God had to remove some people first. So in human time, it looks like it was late. So now that y'all worried, God says, because you repented, I'm going to turn the clock back 10 years. Watch this. Watch this. If you 50 thinking you still can't operate, if you 60 thinking you still can't operate, God says, I'm about to reverse the years. Not just in time, but can I prophesy 10 years in your health? 10 degrees back. The doctor's going to say, what? How old are you again? Because the Holy Ghost is going to restore everything that the canker worked. Every tumor has to reverse. All thyroid problems have to reverse. Respiratory has to reverse. Diabetes has to reverse.
Thank you, Jesus. Can
Reverse it, God. The judgment that was supposed to hit my house, reverse it. The curses that was supposed to come through my family, reverse it. Somebody reverse it. Somebody reverse it. Reverse it. No. I'm gonna be younger. I'm gonna be faster. I'm gonna be brighter. I'm gonna be stronger than I've ever been. My joints are gonna come into order. My muscles are gonna come into order. My heart is gonna come into order. You ain't getting no triple bypass. The Lord's gonna make the cholesterol literally disappear. I gotta prophesy to somebody. You ain't going to surgery. God is going to supernaturally reverse it. Verse 16, man of God.
Oh Lord. By these things men live.
Yes.
And in all these things is the life of my spirit.
Yes.
So wilt thou recover me. And make me to live.
See, the man of God reading, his spirit jumped. His baby just leaped. When you heard those tongues come out, as he read this, his baby leaped and said, I recognize that one. The baby, see, some of y'all are aborting your promise with your own mouth. But when you speak the word, the thing you thought was dead, you're going to start feel kicking again. Woo, shut up. The vision you thought that you miscarried is going to start kicking. All the drama you've been through, all the hell you're currently in, it's in all of these things that life comes to my spirit. If you don't have ups and downs, how do you know your heart's still beating? You gotta go through both. But there ain't no praise. See, everybody can praise him on the mountain. But who got that valley praise? That valley fever? That when you in your lowest estate, that seems like that's when the best hallelujah comes out of your mouth. Hallelujah. So watch. Verse number 17.
Behold, for peace I had great bitterness.
Yes.
But thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption.
Because you were in love with my soul. Because you were in love with your original design. Not what I turned into by way of my own hands and my own lusts, but because you love the original person, the one that was already born before the foundation of the world, the spirit that was perfect, because you love my soul, you delivered it from the pit of corruption. I want some honest saints that have been in some dark places that you could not tell your pastor. You couldn't tell your parents. You couldn't even tell your wife. You couldn't tell your husband. You've been some places that you know you should have died, in the den, in the bookstore, in the crack house, on the internet. But because God loved your soul, he snatched you out of the hands of the enemy. That's why the redeemed of the Lord can say soul. Let the redeemed of the Lord say, so? Yeah, you had me, but the key is he snatched me out of a horrible pit. Not only did he deliver me, he took the video footage that my friends got on me and cast him behind his back. If God forgot about it, you can forget about it. The enemy tries to accuse you, but saints say, you know what? I can't even talk about you because I went through some stuff too. And if God brought me out, who am I to judge you in the state you're in? I need to prophesy where you're headed, not remind you of where you've come from. So the Lord finally gave me the revelation. He said to me, now do you get it? I said, oh, So you spoke death so he could pray life. You spoke death to see if I would pray for life. I spoke this thing over you to see if you will remind me of what I originally told you. Somebody missing that right there. I'm allowing some stuff to come to see if you gonna speak out of your own mouth. God, I fasted for this one. God, you told me that weeping may endure for a night. God, you told me no weapon that's formed against me will prosper. God, you said that you would bring me out. Read 18 with some power, man of God. 18.
For the grave cannot praise thee.
So some of y'all, some whitewashed tombs, won't ever recognize the power of God because you're dead already. You're church zombies. But for the ones that know they've been through some stuff and are glad when they said unto them, let us go to the house of the Lord. Let me see you give God praise, because the grave can't praise him. Dead folks can't praise him. So if you're alive, you need to praise God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that it is his God, him that made us, and not we ourselves. Read 18 again, man of God.
For the grave cannot praise thee.
And what else?
Death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth.
But 19.
The living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. The father of the children shall make known thy truth.
As long as you woke up this morning, it's a new day. If you didn't die in your sleep, today's another chance to praise him. If he didn't kill you in the car, you got a right to praise him, because the dead can't praise him. So the living, give God a prize. Come on. The living shall praise thee as I do, not tomorrow, this day. So now, if you ain't ever shouted before in your life, I came here to coach you into deliverance. I came here to push you back into your purpose. Somebody shout unto God. Woo. Now, nice. But we ain't serving no cute God. He's powerful. Ain't no other God but Jesus, and every devil in hell is subject to the name of Jesus. So we're going to corporately announce our return. The obituary was already written. The pallbearers were already selected. The eulogy was already typed out. Your picture was on the front of the obituary. But God sent the prophet to tell you that you shall live and not die. Who am I talking to tonight? You shall live. On the count of three. Corporately, we're going to remind the devil that we ain't dead. Because God's not dead. Get your feet together. Move out of your row. Get all up in this area up here. Yeah, you better move out the way. And get them on up from up here. We ain't gonna worship. Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, we ain't worshiping right now. We about to praise our way back to life. I'm talking about those of y'all that ain't spoken tongues and I don't know when. And ain't gave God an unadulterated praise and I don't know when. One. Two. Now I want some crazy music here. Three. Now look, I don't know what type of church y'all come from. Still clapping. This ain't no golf match. This is the kingdom of God. This ain't no golf match. Everybody in here, I need to see your legs moving up and down.